The final day of January was a good day on Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 31st day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, Morgan Stanley is sounding an alarm about manufacturing. Some restaurant workers are told to pay back some unemployment money. Lowe's is making a big change. Think pets. Speaking of changes, McDonald's is about to change direction. Domino's wants you to skip delivery. Walmart is dating Angie. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Joe Rogan apologizes following the Spotify revolt. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines and the closing day for January of 2022. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the bargain hunters were out in force today as Wall Street put on a party hat to wrap up January. The three major indexes opened mixed, but by the closing bell, all were in the green, big time. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Morgan Stanley is sounding a bit of an alarm. Business Insider is reporting that a gain for the S&P 500 index in 2022 looks challenging, with the outlook for U.S. manufacturing activity appearing weak. Manufacturing orders are likely to set the direction for stocks, said analysts, who cited a close relationship between new order activity in monthly manufacturing surveys and the broad equity index's year-over-year change, especially during the past 20 years. The note comes as the Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index for January is due out tomorrow, and economists polled by EconoDay expect the headline reading to fall to 57.5 from 58.7 in December. Also due Tuesday is the IHS Markit's final January reading on U.S. manufacturing activity. Its gauge in early January hit a 15-month low of 55, with the economy hurt by supply chain delays and staff shortages as the Omicron coronavirus variant spread across the land. Two words? Yeah. Stay tuned. You know, it's been tough enough to have been a restaurant worker over the past couple of years as businesses first shut down and then reopened with a lighter staff, and in some places, we're still not back to pre-pandemic levels. And that is why this story is especially tough. NBC affiliate WXIA is reporting that a restaurant worker in Georgia has been told to repay $28,000 in unemployment benefits after the Labor Department said her former employer, they made a mistake in furlough filings. The outlet reported that some current and former staff at Atlanta-based Rocket Farm Restaurants, which operates more than a dozen restaurants across Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and North Carolina, have been told to repay some unemployment benefits. The state's Department of Labor said this was because their employer filed furlough claims incorrectly last year, according to the report. Rocket Farms Restaurants told WXIA it was working with affected employees and the Georgia Department of Labor and was actively investigating the underlying issues. It said it would submit some revised statements of earnings to the Georgia Department of Labor in the very near future and was providing comprehensive wage information with the goal of promptly correcting any inaccurate claims submissions. Georgia processed more than 3 million claims for unemployment last year, but small mistakes in the filings, like a misspelling or an incorrect Social Security number, could lead to unintentional fraud and a potential overpayment of unemployment benefits. The investigation, of course, is ongoing. Well, there's some big changes coming to Lowe's this year. Best Life is reporting that the home improvement retailer has announced it's teaming up with the pet company, Petco. The two retailers will be introducing a store-in-a-store program that will bring some of Petco's products and services into Lowe's locations. The first of these stores is expected to open in early February at the Lowe's in Alamo Ranch, Texas. Now, it's still a pilot program, so only select locations will be getting the upgrade for now, but there are already plans to expand the initial program to 14 additional Lowe's locations by the end of March, some in Texas and some in two other states, North Carolina and South Carolina. Lowe's and Petco's partnership was created to provide convenience due to a growing rate of pet ownership in the United States. They said that more than 11 million new pets have been brought into U.S. homes over the past 2 years. Well, you may not have noticed, but the number of McDonald's locations has shrunk, actually for several years. The chain has been closing more locations than it has opened for the past 8 years, according to Restaurant Business, and is currently operating the smallest number of U.S. locations in 20 years. However, all of that is about to change. Eat This, Not That is reporting that the fast food darling is already ready to turn things around when it comes to restaurant volume. McDonald's said in last week's earnings call that the company is planning to open new locations in the U.S., which it has not done since 2014. The company did say it plans to open 500 locations in the U.S. and internationally this year, but was not clear as to exactly where. Currently, the chain operates under just 13,500 domestic locations, which makes it the third largest chain after Subway and Starbucks. Globally, however, McDonald's is second only to Subway and has been steadily expanding to a whopping 40,000 restaurants. The company has shed 239 restaurants just last year, according to Restaurant Business, as part of its strategy to increase sales by location rather than the number of customers it serves. In other food news, it looks like pizza chain Domino's is wanting you to skip delivery and opt for carryout, and they'll pay you to do it. Business Insider is reporting that Domino's is offering a $3 discount to customers who pick up their own orders. It's the latest sign of the impact a lack of delivery drivers is having on the chain. The pizza chain is characterizing the coupon as a tip for buyers who take the time and energy out of their day to act as their own delivery drivers. The tip comes in the form of a coupon code that customers can use on another carryout order in the next week. The deal comes ahead of the Super Bowl and will last through May 22. The pizza giant typically sells 2 million pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday alone, one of the biggest days for the entire industry, and that is a lotsa mozzarella. It's a move to offset trips to Home Depot or Lowe's, and it's coming to you from Walmart. The Street is reporting that Walmart has teamed up with Angie to offer easy access to a list of professional service people who can help out with nearly any household project you can likely name, from mounting a TV to getting your plumbing looked at. The Handy People's service will soon be available for purchase on a dedicated spot for Angie at Walmart's homepage, or can be purchased in store. Now, once a service is purchased, Angie will reach out to coordinate the booking, and all projects are backed by the Angie Happiness Guarantee, which covers projects up to their full purchase price. This will be, by the way, the first time Angie has exclusively partnered with a major retailer. Angie's List started back in 1995 and was one of the first comprehensive online guides to home improvement contractors. It originally existed as a subscription service before it was purchased by IAC and combined with Home Advisor, a similar service. Currently, Angie offers service people for more than 150 household projects, including painting, furniture assembly, appliance repair, snow removal, gutter cleaning, and general handy person repair services, with prices starting at around $49 for furniture assembly. The company says it has more than 250,000 professionals in its ranks who are available for more than 500 different projects. Well, the markets opened the day mixed, with the Dow off by over 100 points, but by the closing bell, everything was in the green. The Dow ended the day up by 406 points to close at 35,131, while the NASDAQ gained 469 points to end the trade at 14,239, and the S&P 500 picked up 83 points to finish the final day of January at 4515. But it was a tough month for the S&P 500, as the index retreated 5.3% in volatile trading. Most of the decline can be pinned on questions about a tighter monetary policy from the Fed. Today's gains built on Friday's rally for all three indexes, but like the S&P, the other indexes were down for the month. The NASDAQ lost a whopping 9%, and the Dow fared better, losing 3.3% for January. And finally, there is this. Just in case you missed it, it was a tough weekend for podcaster Joe Rogan, who apologized Sunday after some of his episodes sparked claims of COVID-19 misinformation. The popular host promised to do more research on controversial topics and be more balanced in guest choice. Spotify, meanwhile, has added content advisories and publishing platform rules that apply to content creators in an effort to stem the flow of big-name defectors over its handling of Rogan's podcast. Musicians Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Nils Lofgren have all pulled their music from the platform. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who have a Spotify deal, expressed their concerns, and even shock jock Howard Stern has weighed in on the issue. Rogan, in a number of episodes, has expressed his favor of unproven COVID-19 treatments and has even doubted the pandemic is as serious as health experts have said. Well, that's a wrap for this, the final day of January for the business news headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.